Welcome back on Regional Radio. We're joined by another Dream Teamer, and we now highlight North County High School, one of their star players on the football team and breaking records on the football field as well. Their quarterback, Colton Poorman, joining us for his Dream Team interview. Colton, you're no stranger to the Dream Team. You made it last year. For another year in a row, you get to the Dream Team as North County's quarterback once again. But what was special about this year, taking the field, you know, and putting on that jersey day in and day out on the football field?
First and foremost, all the glory goes to God. He's blessed me with four wonderful years in the North County football program. It's an honor to put the jersey on every day in practice, out of practice. You know, just to be a part of that tradition and that family is unbelievable. It's a true honor to go out there as a senior and know the tradition behind the Raider football uniform. And we as a team came together as a whole, and it was one of my favorite years. I enjoyed it very much.
You know, you were breaking records on the football field too. You know, you set the single season record 2 years in a row for total yards. That's for both passing and rushing combined, and the school record for a career as well. And what were some of the favorite memories that you had on the football field? Was there a favorite touchdown or moment or anything that sticks out to you?
I tell you what, there's so many just little things. You remember the bad things more than you do the good. I'm gonna be completely honest with you. But my main memories are, you know, in the locker room before the game, everybody's excited. The young guys, you know, you can see they're nervous, but you get to talk to them. And then you see the glow in their eye. They're like, okay, I'm ready. They're excited. That's my favorite memories are in there, man. The bus rides there, the getting ready, the warming up. But I have to say one of my favorite memories was last year against Cape Central in the playoff game. I threw one up, and it was just a desperation, and Cole Ziegler went up, and it was just the prettiest thing. Two hands up and over a guy, caught it and came down. That was one of my favorite memories. And then, of course, like I said, you know, the bad times are just as memorable as the good ones, but that one was really memorable. And I also remember, you know, my last throw, my last touchdown pass was a fond memory of mine. I believe Noah Meese caught it in the right corner in our end zone against the scoreboard. That was one of my that's one of my fondest memories, seeing that last one go through.
And you're not the only Dream Teamer this year for North County football either. You've had a lot of great teammates around you. What's it been like to play with some of those guys that have been in your same class for the last 4 years, not just playing football but other sports too?
Oh, once again, just a blessing, you know, from my Lord and Savior. I mean, it's unbelievable having these kind of friends. And it's not just teammates, you know. We're friends in and out, day in and out, in class, out of class. We help each other. You know, when one of us understands something and the other one doesn't, we get together. You know, just we're a family. It's that simple. We're a family. I'm tight with each and every one of them. I know I could go to each and every one of them right now and ask for help, and they'd be right there. It's an unbelievable feeling to have friends and companions like that you can go to every day. It's been a wonderful experience.
And you've had the same kind of success on the baseball field too, and that's where you'll be going to play baseball at Three Rivers next year. What was kind of the decision, you know, weighing what kind of school you wanted to go to play baseball? What went into that?
Where I was going to be the best fit. My main thing for me is I want to go and I want to play. I want to get that chance, you know, because the more you get to play, the more you learn, the quicker you develop. And going to the junior college level, that's the chance to improve and move on. And it's a chance to be a part of another team and another experience. I'm super excited for that, and I'm super excited to go in and have a chance to play. So that, and I really enjoyed how the coaches presented the school and how everything went. And I'm looking very forward to playing under their tutelage and their coaching.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, over the last, you know, few years, not only is on-field performance part of making the Dream Team, but also, you know, academic performance too, and off the field what you do, and you're one of the top students in your class also. What's really been the key to, like, being kind of a well-rounded individual, not just on the field but also off the field? How do you really approach that?
Our educators are wonderful here. My teachers, and even the ones that I don't have specific class with, just the teachers in general here at the high school are awesome. And I mean, coming up, even as a young age, coming up through all the buildings and all the teachers, every educator I've ever had has been willing to help me. I have never had an educator at North County School District ever deny me help or not want to stay. Okay, I'll stay after class with you. Or yeah, absolutely, I'll help you with that problem. Come see me. I've never had that, and it's been so helpful to have educators around you like that. And that, you know, they set you up. They teach you the right things, and if you have a question, they encourage you to ask. There is no, we got to move on. It's okay, let's go back over this. It's wonderful to have educators like that that will help you. And that's been my main success in the classroom. And I got to thank my mother. Cindy Poorman has been the major factor in me making my grades. I mean, she drives me at home. It's just, did you do your homework? Colton, did you get that done? Colton, did you get this done? Do it again just to make sure you got it. My mother is wonderful. And then once again, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ blessed me with a wonderful mother and a wonderful opportunity to attend North County under these educators.
Well, certainly you have a lot of great support over the years. Is there anybody, I mean, you've been thanking folks already, but is there anybody else that you wanted to kind of shout out and thank for helping you get to this point?
Absolutely. First and foremost, Jesus Christ. Without him, a dog couldn't wag its tail. I'm sure I've said that before, but that's the truth. You know, without him, there's nothing. This world would be nothing. He shed his blood on the cross so I could be sin free, and anybody else that could be sin free that wants to make that decision, and it's that simple. Him first and foremost. You know, he blessed me with wonderful parents. My mom and dad, Yancey and Cindy, have been wonderful supporters. They've been with me the whole way. My grandparents, Shirley, Glenn, Grandpa Arthur, who's passed on, Grandma Sunday, she's a yeller at the game. She's awesome. I want to thank my entire family, every coach I've got. Every coach has been so supportive. Even when you're in a different sport, every coach supports you. They come to the games. They back you up. If you got a question, you can come to them. Even if it's not their sport, the coaches are amazing. And then somebody else in the North County community, they never fail to come out and support. It's never, oh, I hope some people show up to this game, or boy, I hope a few are here. No, you know they're coming. It's an excellent feeling to know that you have a community support like that are going to come and cheer you on, no matter if you're bad, good, terrible. Can't even dribble the ball, throw the pass, hit the baseball, nothing. They're going to be there and support you, and that's been wonderful. So I want to thank everybody that's ever been a part of it.
And I'm sure they'll be cheering you on tonight before your basketball game, too.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Colton, thanks for joining us, and again, congratulations.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
That's Colton Poorman. He knows no offseason, plays football, basketball. He's going to college for baseball. He makes the dream team for football once again, joining us today on Regional Radio.